neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
On the way back from his mission, so now he meets with Yehoshua after 40 days. So now Yehoshua says, I hear strange noise.
There is a fighting down there. What's going on?
Who said? And what did Moshe say?
No. The sound of a war.
Weak voice.
So what did Moshe say?
It's not the sound of a war.
Well, what type of sound he said it is? What type of sound?
Soft voice.
So Yahushua said, it's Kol Ha'am Bereo. So Moshe Baal Shalom said, is Kol Milchama. And then he responded, it's not Kol Anot Gevura, but is Kol Anot Halusha. Neither of these. It's Kol Anot. What does it mean? They're discussing this type of different sounds that is being heard. Well, what does it exactly mean? So first of all, before we get to these different broadcasting that they're trying to figure out, so when Moshe Baruch Shalom is coming back, what type of spirit does he have? I'm sorry? When he's coming back, you ask, you know, they say, send him a text, say, Moshe Rabbeinu, how are you feeling? What does he say?
No, not very good.
Not very good. Why?
Because Hashem told him that way, you should cut out my heart. So yeah. He had the consciousness that the Abba does something wrong.
He know what they did?
No.
Of course.
Did Hashem tell him? Did he report to him that what he did?
No, he said, she should cut out my heart.
Really?
That's what I understood from
Barak Boreh. So when Hashem told him that there's a disaster down there, so what was he supposed to do? What difference did it make that when he was reported, he said, I don't know, my Chumash says Hashem told them they made Egel Masecha. So here it says here. Yeah. Yours says too?
Yeah.
So now, if he was informed that what they did, so he should have break the...
He should have left the Ruchot up there.
Leave it up there.
Give them fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea. They say, you know what? Pishkesh. Yeah.
Keep it up, come back.
Yeah, keep it there, yeah. So keep it there. So when you see, he comes back, and then he breaks the Ruchot. So why he waited? You follow?
To see with his own eyes what's going on.
So one point here is that he wanted to see, so that means he didn't trust Hashem.
Not that trust Hashem.
You didn't trust Hashem?
No, they should make sure.
So Hashem telling you don't trust him?
It's not trust. He always wants to find the Kaf Zechut. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. He always wants to be the one looking for
the benefit. Very nice. So that means, even though that Hashem tells you there's something wrong is going on, even Hashem, don't trust him. More so if your neighbor. If Hashem tells you, and you should not trust him, more so. I mean, you know anybody can be better than Hashem?
No.
Many, yeah, Baruch Hashem. That's why they give reports. So now, that's one point here. The other point here is that when he came down, what did Moshe see? What did he see? Bayar Moshe, what did he see?
The noise is there.
No, we go back with to the noise. But what did he see? Yes. Now, just on the same chapter. So now he didn't break the Luchot. Why? Because he didn't trust Hashem and he wanted to see himself. So when he came down, what did he see?
See, he's dancing.
That's the angel.
You saw they're dancing? What's wrong with dancing? You're not permitted to dance?
He had a laugh.
No, what did he see?
They were dancing around him, not with him.
Around who?
Egel.
He saw the Egel and Umcholot, it says. Egel Umcholot. Egel Umcholot. What do I care? He saw the Egel. Why? Is it makes a difference that he saw the Egel, the calf, or the Egel and dancing, or singing? What difference does it make? What difference does it make?
You gotta tell us, sir.
Aja.
What difference does it make? If this is the Egel or Egel Umcholot?
They were
happy with the Egel.
So what? If he says he saw the Egel, he saw the calf and broke it, is that good enough? Huh?
Yeah.
It's good enough. It's an unbelievable message. Moshe Rabbeinu did not break the Luchot. Why? Because he knew. If Yehudi, Chas v'Shalom, he committed Avera, he will go through such a pain. Because Yehudi, Chas v'Shalom, doesn't enjoy Avera. Even though that Yisrael tricks him and he commits Avera, but still afterwards he will be?
Sorry.
In such a pain. But here he says, how could it be? Yehudi commits Avera and is happy? It cannot be. There is no such a thing. Yehudi commits Avera and is happy? There is no such a thing. It cannot be. No matter who it is. When Yetzirah knocks him down, he will be mitcharet. He will regret that he committed Avera. But here, why he broke it? Because he knew. When Hashem told him that these people commit Avera, he says, okay. He says in the Gemara, if you see Yehudi, that at night commits Avera, in the morning for sure he did a Teshuvah. There's no such a thing that his Avera will stay more than one night. Overnight, he's going to clean it up. And here, he says, how could it be? That's what Tosafot says. He didn't see just the Egel. He saw the Egel and?
How could this be? And that's the greatness of Yehudi. That's the greatness of Yehudi, that Hashem Baruch Hu gave him such a pure neshama, that even though the Yetzer Hara, he tricks him, he puts him in a trap, but still he's going to come back. He's going to make up for it. He's not going to have Shalom to go on with his Avraham. And that's what the greatness that Yehudi has. Even in the worst timing that maybe he's tricked by the Yetzer Hara and committed the wrongdoing, but still he has the koach to come back. And that's the beautiful message that we learn from here. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to use this koach to לחזור לאבינו שבשמיים בעזרת השם, לעבוד את השם יתברך והשמחה ולהבות תמיד, אמין.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.